I just reviewed a survey taken on a college campus. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. As part of the survey, college students were asked of their religious affiliation. Over 40% replied, none. Now, we know that many of these young adults were raised as Christians and Catholics. Now, they've either left the faith or are too embarrassed to admit to being Christian. Why would college-age students be afraid to admit that they're Christians? Maybe it's because they would face the ever-growing hazards of being a Christian. Maybe they would sense the feeling of persecution that Jesus spoke of in the Beatitudes. What are the insults and persecutions that have become the occupational hazards of Christianity? Number one, you're going to be called a hypocrite. They'll imply that you say one thing and do another. They will imply that you talk a good game but fall short in your actions. Number two, they'll call you judgmental. They will say that you are quick to find faults in others but downplay your own faults. They will say that you're prideful and think down on others who don't share your opinions. Number three, you'll be called anti-gay. They will accuse you of being intolerant. You will be accused of having a contempt for gays and lesbians and condemn their lifestyle. Number four, you'll be called out of touch. Your friends will think that you're old-fashioned, unintelligent, and anti-science. Number five, you'll be called too political. As a Christian, your friends will consider you a right-wing Tea Party conservative. They'll say that you're living in the past. Is it any wonder that college students won't admit to being Christian? They will fear persecution, ridicule, and insults. It's just a safer response to say none when asked. Well, how do these perceptions become prevalent today? Is there any truth to the accusations? Have some Christians caused this to happen? What about you? Are you guilty of a holier-than-thou attitude? Do you judge those whose opinions differ from yours? Are you intolerant of gays and lesbians? Each of us must do our part to overcome these perceptions. Even Pope Francis warns us not to be arrogant and judge others. He said, "Whoever believes themselves just and judges others and scorns them is corrupt and a hypocrite. Arrogance compromises every good action, empties prayer, and distances from God and others." So what can we do about it? First, we've got to walk our talk. We must live our faith and not say one thing and do another. And we must recognize our own flaws. After all, we are all sinners. We must seek to find the good in others. Let's not point out their faults. Instead, let's view them as God's children and capable of following Jesus. We should show love and compassion for everyone. Remember, hate the sin and love the sinner. We need to be informed and not fear engaging on important issues, but we need to do our homework. We should seek to find solutions not only by giving our opinion, but by respecting the opinions of others. Let's help each other avoid the occupational hazards of Christianity. You know, we do so by living a life of faith. We need to be humble and kind, judge less, love more. Instead of knowing us by our faults, they must know we are Christians by our love. Let's each one do our own part, huh? This is Tony Agnese.